Welcome to the BetWithJames.com Horse Racing Podcast, a podcast bringing you the best news, odds, interviews, and race analysis from across the UK and Ireland, all in one place. And now, here's your host, James Constantine.
Hello and welcome back to the BetWithJames.com Horse Racing Podcast. It's good to have you back. It's been a while since the last podcast, over a month and a half now, but the dissertation is out of the way, university is nearly over, and soon I'll be on the BHA Graduate Programme 2015. It's exciting times here at the website. Our last podcast for Cheltenham featured higher than Ladbrokes and Timeform on the Audio Boom website, which was the third highest podcast, so we're very pleased with that. I'm back today to give us a 1,000 guineas, a Havana Gold handicap and a Group 2 Fillies race preview is Michael Andrews. He'll be running you through his selections for those races. And what a great weekend it's been so far. I was there today at Newmarket and it was a fantastic race to see Glen Eagles absolutely smash up the field. It wasn't the best day's racing, in fairness. It didn't have the high class. Telescope was wildly disappointing, but maybe his fitness was not all there. But anyway, let's get stuck into tomorrow's action. And here's Michael to take you through his selections for tomorrow's races.
Fillies Group 2 Dahlia Stakes is the second race on the card, and it looks really difficult to see past the favourite Fintry on this occasion. Although coming off a long break, a lot of them are coming off. The only couple that aren't coming is Lady Dutch, who ran on the all-weather a couple of weeks ago, and also Lamar. But for Fintry, the French form is decent before she came to run over here. But that run in a Sandown Group 3, the Group 3 was kind of poor by Group 3 standards. It was okay, perhaps listed level, but a weak Group 3. But backed that up next time when only beaten 1¼ lengths by Integral in the Sun Chariot Stakes, with Miss France, the Guineas winner, in second, only a neck in front of Fintry. And I think she's definitely the one to beat here, and I really can't see past her. She'd be a very obvious selection, but very keen. Of her main opposition, I think it's really difficult. Rosina, I've never had as even a miler. I know she won at Royal Ascot last year. Was it Royal Ascot when beating Let's Talk in Paris? But I've always thought that horse is wanted a lot shorter, and it's kind of the Tiggy Wiggy complex, a horse that's definitely a really, really good sprinter, but they try and force them over a much further distance, and I think it's a shame. So the extra furlong today on an uphill track is not for me, and she was beaten by Miss France in the Guineas after a layoff this time last year. Of the others, Longina for the Germans, I can't. The form it simply isn't good enough from the German fillies last year. Would have to step up quite a lot this year. Lady Dutch obviously is in really good form. Has won her last two on the all weather, including when beating Solar Magic at Kempton in a listed race last time. That's a decent bit of form, but would have to step it up. And I think Fintry is well ahead of most of her opposition. I think Beldor could be a horse for the future.
Subscribe to the BetWithJames.com free daily email, giving you access to exclusive content, updates, and so much more.
The Havana Gold handicap is a very, very competitive handicap and should see some really nice horses who are going to take a lot of handicaps later on. First of all, I have to mention Hillbilly Boy for Martin Smith. It was an absolute great servant last year, and then didn't really stay in the Lincoln, but ran respectively still, and hopefully that one will run better this time round. Or they don't. You'd want a little bit of rain for Hillbilly Boy. If the rain does come, if it's anything worse, in fact, than good to soft, Hillbilly Boy is definitely in with a really good chance. Frankie Dettori takes the ride. A couple of selections. Blaine, I think, towards the top of the weights, does carry a lot of weight, which is a slight issue. But I thought it was a really nice run on Return to Action at Musselburgh last time behind Tangerine Trees. I thought he was always behind, but he did stay on quite well on a trip that's always been too sharp. Six furlongs, I think, is perfect. Ran really well at York last year in a competitive handicap in August. And I think he also was third in the Air Gold Cup the next start. So I think Blaine's got a really serious chance and deserves to carry all that weight. Further down, one that I think is very interesting is Secret in the Park, now trained by Robert Cowell, who's very good with his sprinters, and this horse is always seems to run well at Newmarket. Obviously had an unbeaten record when winning here on Guineas Day in 2013, and then was only beaten 1¾ lengths by Gold Dream this time last year after a long layoff. And Gold Dream's obviously won the Group 3 on Saturday, who's could turn into a very good horse. So Secret in the Park, for obviously sprinting connections now, I think could step up on what he's already achieved and could get very competitive for Jim Crowley and the Robert Cowell Yard. Those would be my two selections, and hopefully Hillbilly Boy will also run well.
Follow us on Twitter at LayWithJames for the latest updates throughout the day from betwithjames.com.
Hard not to be disappointed with the 1,000 guineas field this year. It's a shame that Farron's had to come out, obviously was the solid horse, but it does leave it very open, and I think most of these have got a decent chance, if not all of them. My selection would be Jellicle Ball, who I think could be a very, very nice horse for the future and should go on to run in the Oaks as well. I think she set the track record at Kempton on debut, which has obviously put her into a lot of people's notebooks, and then was, you know, ran really well behind Red Start in the Dubai Duty Free Stakes, also known as the Fred Darling, last month. That was over 7 furlongs. I think the extra furlong is going to help here. Wasn't really pushed about too much by Ryan Moore. So I think this one, over the extra furlong on this kind of track, could step it up. It's meant to, could stay, I think on pedigree, stays 1 mile 2, but I think 1 mile could be okay, obviously by Invincible Spirit. Should run well. As an each way selection, I can't, Tiggy Wiggy, I think, it's a shame. I'd love her to go back to 6 furlongs or 5 furlongs and sprint again, because I think that's what she wants to do. I think it's sad that she's not going to be able to do that until they realise that she doesn't stay this. If she does stay it, then I'll take it all back. But for the evidence, well, we didn't really prove much in her last run, but I think that was disappointing. I can't really pick out any other selections. I think I'm going to stick with Jellicle Ball here. Irish Rookie was obviously unbeaten, but hasn't beaten a lot, so would have to step up majorly. But I think this is the race where you really could. There could be a completely unexposed horse, because the form, there's no real solid form line anymore, unlike the 2,000 guineas yesterday with Glen Eagles and Territories. So for me, I'm going to stick with Jellicle Ball for Will Billick and William Buick, in fact. That's jump racing. And John Gosden.
That's it from Michael and from me for this podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at @MyTentOrYours, and I give a massive thank you to him for his selections, and hopefully they can be winners tomorrow. The podcast is back every Thursday and Friday, previewing the next day's action with some lay bets, and hopefully we can get some favourites beaten and hopefully some profitable selections in there as well. Excitingly, this coming week I'm going to see 2 horse racing trainers for 2 video interviews and getting their opinions on the racing industry, a little bit about themselves, and of course their horses to follow. And of course it will be a video interview as well, so you can see the horses and the trainer themselves. That's it from me and from Michael. Have a fantastic Sunday, and hopefully you can have some winners. Bye from me.
You've been listening to the BetWithJames.com horse racing podcast. Listen every single weekday for the best news, odds, interviews, and race analysis to keep you ahead of the game.